Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Survivors by Robert Palmer, narrated by Chris Henry Coffey. Prologue. The wind gusted, rattling the old windows, and the four boys looked up from their game. "Ghosts," whispered Scotty. "Shut up," said Alan, the oldest. "It's Davy's turn." They bent back over the board. "Five or better and he wins," Scotty said, fingering the spinner. They grew quiet as the sound of adult voices echoed up from the dining room on the far side of the house. "Mom again," Ron said. "I wish she and Dad—" "Let's just play," said Davy. Ron and Alan were his big brothers, and he loved beating them. He played every game, checkers, cards, tag, board games like this, with the same pure intensity. The voices rose again downstairs, loud enough so they could make out a few words, and their father cursed. That was followed by a bang. "That's it," Alan said. "Dad's gone out." Scotty said, "We can hear them sometimes clear over at my house. My mom talked about calling the police once. She said maybe I shouldn't come here anymore." "Then don't," Ron snapped. Davy sighed and hung his head. Scotty was his friend and a constant annoyance to the two older boys, with his lame jokes and bluntly chewed fingers, his pale red hair standing on end like a cartoon character. And now he was playing with the spinner again, nudging it to the edge of the three spot. Davy's family had owned the game for years, and none of them had noticed the quirk of the spinner. Scotty figured it out the first time they let him play, but he only confided in Davy. Any spin that started on that spot always ended on six. He shot Davy a look, jumpy and furtive, a timid, rabid look. "Come on, buddy. All set. Spin and win." 8-year-old Davy didn't want to disappoint anyone, but he wouldn't take the bait either. "Let's do something else," he said. "Yeah, this is lame." Alan slapped the board closed, and the little plastic cars bounced across the floor. "Like what?" Ron said. They turned to Davy. He was youngest, but he was the ideas man here. It had been that way since he was old enough to run with the others, as if somewhere behind his dark and deep-set eyes there was always an answer. "Hide and seek?" he said. Scotty jumped up. "I'm it." "No," Alan and Ron said together. Hide and seek was a problem with Scotty. It was a special game for Davy and his family, something they all played together. Scotty was an outsider. Worse than that, when he was it, he didn't go searching for anybody. He just hid next to the base, and when the others tried to tag free, he was waiting to jump out and catch them. Rules didn't make any difference to Scotty, and no amount of advice from Davy could convince him otherwise. But that was mostly why Davy put up with him, even liked him. Scotty wasn't like any other kid Davy knew. "I'll be it first," Davy said. "Then your turn." "Okay," Scotty moped. Ron and Alan smiled at each other. They could see the clock on the bedside table. There was only time for one round before Scotty would have to go home. They headed in opposite directions, the three down the hallway, and Davy around the corner to his parents' room. "Stay up here," he called. "Mom won't want us downstairs with her papers everywhere." "Sure," one of the others mumbled. They clicked the lights out as they went, leaving the upstairs dark except for the small lamp in their parents' room. They'd used the bed there as the base. Davy went to the window that looked out on the backyard. It had started to rain, and fat droplets spattered the pane. He closed his eyes, listening past the storm to the sounds of the other boys. When they played hide-and-seek as a family, he always teamed with his mom. They almost never lost because she had taught him the strategy. Listen carefully. Follow the others with your ears. Triangulate in your head to where they were hiding. Nothing random, all scientific. He heard a giggle and Alan muttered something angry. A door slammed, bang.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?